They've got album complaints. Unemployment claims. My name is Sophie. I need to buy this college and report of quality and purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I need to, I guess, apply for unemployment for a week. My plant shut down, Wayne Farms, and they won't be opening back up until the 1st of August.
And you're still on shutdown, correct?
Ma'am?
You're still on shutdown?
Yes. They shut down for like a whole week.
And you're still on shutdown?
Yes.
Okay. Can I have your social?
418-1743-24.
Can you verify your date of birth? I'm sorry.
March 9th, 1979.
And your driver's license number?
It's 6804929.
All right. And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
Yeah, I understand English.
Okay. And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Repeat that, please.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the United States
No.
Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, I haven't.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
And your driver's license was issued in Alabama, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and if you approve a benefit, you have two options to receive your payments, direct deposit to your checking or savings, or the Alabama Venture Prepaid Benefits Card. The benefit card will take additional 5 to 7 days to to you after your approved payments and the RFPs that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one do you prefer?
Direct deposit.
May I ask the bank you banquet?
Chime.
No, ma'am, we don't accept Chime. It has to be a traditional bank like Guardian, PNC, or Fargo, Regions, or anything of that sort.
Well, that's okay. I only bank with Chime. So what do I need to do?
You can get one of our benefits cards, but it will take an additional 5 to 7 days to deliver to you after you approve of payments.
That's just fucking great. I guess, can you send a paper check?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I guess we'll have to do that.
Can you verify your mailing address?
440 Reese Avenue, Elba, Alabama.
You said 420.
440 Reese Avenue. Elba, ELBA, Alabama, 36323.
And is your home address different from your mailing address?
Same.
Is your home address the same?
Yes, 440 Reese Avenue, Elba, Alabama, 36323.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
And what's your telephone number?
334-470-1615.
Okay. And I have a couple of security questions for you. I need you to verify and answer them, okay?
Okay.
Question one. Which of the following cities have a current or a former association to you? Is it Albertville, Oak, Prattville, Athens, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Question two. And which of the following street addresses in Enterprise have you ever lived at or been associated with? Is it 206 Bar Hill Road, 213 Gilmore Street, 507 Glover Avenue, 96 Woodfield Place, or none of the above? You're not familiar with this property.
Glover Avenue.
Question 3. And which of the professional license have you ever held? Is it a vascular surgery, nuchal logic, a clinical one, or a registered nurse?
None. Can you repeat that?
It was asked, which of the professional license have you ever held?
A certified medical sister, that's the only thing.
Okay, that was one of the options, ma'am. So none of the above?
Yeah.
Okay, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 12 Private Road 1308, 148 Dixon Road, 246 Shadyside Lane, or 717 Crown Drive, or you're not familiar with none of these addresses?
A.
Question 2. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 4957 Pine Circle, 3313 Broadview Street, or the 212 Moore Avenue, or is it 11325 Spruce Avenue, or you're not familiar with none of these addresses?
212 Moore Avenue.
And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And when was the last day you worked?
Ma'am?
When was the last day you worked?
Hold, just, I gotta look at the calendar, hold on.
You're fine.
July 22nd of this year.
Okay, since most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, ma'am.
You're not mentally and physically able to work?
Can you repeat that, please? Can you turn it on?
Have you been mentally, are you mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I'm mentally, yes, I am.
Okay, and do you work for yourself?
Ma'am?
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am, I work. No, ma'am.
Okay, and are you filming with yourself solely on a commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
And are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
And are you able to accept full-time work?
Am I able? No. Yes.
Okay, and have you applied for or received a piece of the Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for receiving work compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Could you repeat that, please?
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
What low? I didn't understand.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
What lowest what now?
Hourly wage.
The lowest amount I've ever accepted?
Yes, ma'am.
$16.50.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
August 1st is when I return back.
And you said that y'all are on shutdown, correct?
Yes, ma'am. My southern draw is just a hot mess.
You're fine. And can I have your job title?
It's a production, Wayne Farms, LLC.
Do you have a phone number for them or a supervisor number?
Phone number is 334-897-3435.
You said 397?
334-897-3435.
And when did you start working for them?
August the 23rd of 2019.
And what city and state was the work performed in?
Ma'am?
What city and state was the work performed in?
Jack, Alabama.
And have you received or expected to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Have I received it? Holiday
or
pay?
Do you expect to receive?
No, ma'am, I'm not. Not right now. No.
And do you love to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for the federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have a pen and paper?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you'll need to write this pen down. Your pen number is 2479.
2479.
All right, ma'am, I'm going to read your closing statement. The final instructions and telephone numbers are very important and normally take 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effectively this week.
Mm-hmm.
Since you are job attached and have a recall date to return back to work, you are not required to seek work, but you must be able and available for recall and maintain contact with your employer as required. Your employer will be asked to verify the recall date that you gave us. If your employer indicates that you are not going to be recalled or your recall date is outside the period covered by the Unemployment Commission law or compensation law, you will be expected to search for work on a weekly basis and maintain a record of your work search in case your claim is selected for review. Unemployment claims counted we start beginning on Sunday and on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete certification each week can result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file by the telephone number you got each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. Okay. An information book will mail to you. The book explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed can result in loss of benefits. If you don't receive the book within the next 7 days or have any questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Ms. Kelly, you have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any other questions for me?
Okay. That's it.
All right, ma'am. With them, I've been for claims. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.